Hello to those who are tuning in, and welcome to the 10th episode of Level Up, the ultimate podcast for all things gaming. I'm your host, Cece Odenbaugh, and I thought that I would try out something new today. I thought that on this lovely Friday, even though it's windy and unexpectedly cold, I wanted to talk about Mario Kart Wii. Why? Because if I talk about anything on this podcast, you know that I love it. But in this game, I love to grind. And when I say I love to grind, I mean that I was literally on the couch on, Sunday, playing like 3 or 4 hours of Mario Kart Wii because I was having a blast. I rediscovered it, and I'm having a hoot of a time. But I thought it would be fun to do cheer charts of everything. So of the carts and bikes, the characters, and the courses. That's right, folks. You get a 3-for-1 deal today. And that's better than a 2-for, which is what I call for 2-for-1 deal. Anyways, so how I'm going to do these tier charts, at least with the carts and bikes, and then the courses, is that I'm going to rank them from S to D. So S is the best of the best. Thems, I probably always pick. They're the bangers, but the D tier are the womp womps, the no picks. You'll never see me playing these bad boys. And then there's, so S is best, then there's A, B, C, and then D is the worst. So I will preface that this is all my opinion. I have done some research. In the research that I mean is that I do, in fact, watch competitive people play Mario Kart Wii. If you didn't know, that is a thing. 10 out of 10 would recommend. They do. Recently, Mario Kart Wii has kind of gotten a revamp. A lot of people are playing it a lot more than recent years because of a big update that they had. But you'll see a lot of people playing Mario Kart 8, which is the one on the Switch, a lot. So you've got VR, which is kind of like your points. So if you do well in a race, you'll get more VR points versus if you lose, you obviously lose points. But I have watched a lot of their videos. I kind of know what they pick. So I've based off of that, but also it's mostly just my opinion because I love Mario Kart Wii, but my opinion is based off of theirs. So there's probably like 10% of credibility here, but that's all you get. But let's get started. So first up, I am going to be ranking the carts versus the bikes. So I'll explain the differences between the carts and bikes, everything that goes into play. So each vehicle in Mario Kart Wii has 7 main stats that determine its performance. So I'm going to be listing, so when I rank them, I'm going to be determining them off of their performance, but also how well I like to play them. So performance basically means how well the car or bike runs, if it runs well or if it sucks and it runs poorly. So each car or bike have a different combination of each of these 7 stats to make up whether they're good or not. So the 7 stats that make up their performance is speed, acceleration, weight, handling, drift, off-road, and mini turbo. But of course, what do these mean? These are just words, but what do they actually mean? So basically, speed is how fast your vehicle can go on a straightways. So what I mean is when you're just driving straight on a track, how fast is your top speed going to be? You've got higher speeds is basically key. But you obviously will be sacrificing other stats. So you're not going to have a great score in speed and have a great score in acceleration and have a great score in all the things, because that would be silly and then you wouldn't be able to play the game because then everybody would just be playing that. Acceleration is the next one, and that one is how quickly the vehicle regains speed after slowing down. So, for example, vroom vroom, you're driving, na-di-da-di-da-di-da, boom, you're hit with a potassium peel, a banana, womp womp. Acceleration is how quickly you're able to regain that speed that you lost. So that one's probably one of my important ones because as much as I try to evade traps, I get hit, especially with those blue shells because they have a vendetta against me, but I'm here to win. Now there's weight. So weight is based off of what character you pick. but it does impact your vehicle. Weight affects how easily you can knock opponents around and how much the track's terrain affects you. So there are three different weight categories. There's heavy, there's medium, and there's light. So if you choose a heavier weight character, like Bowser, King Boo, or Rosalina, you're going to be able to knock and shove lighter characters off the track and into the abyss, because who knows where you go until you get respawned. But you'll have a harder time controlling the characters because they're just heavy. They're harder to hop around and drive. But on the opposite side, if you choose a lighter character like Toad or Dry Bones, you can have an easier time controlling them, but you will be playing bumper cars with every other car or every other player, and you will lose. You will get hit if you're not in a correct position of the track, and you will be wee tossed off. That's why, in my opinion, I tend to choose the medium weight characters, because they provide you with the best of both worlds. That's right. Had to sneak in a little Hannah Montana there. Anyway, next up, as far as stats, is the handling. So handling is how easy the vehicle steers. And yeah, that's all I got for you for that one. It's pretty straightforward. But then there's drift. Drift is how well the vehicle handles during drifts. Okay, well, what does that mean? There is two different kinds of drifts that bikes have. Carts only have one. But most bikes have the inside drift, which is where you're able to take like sharper corners, tighter. You can just turn tighter. But then outside drift is what all carts have. And some bikes, because some of them are weird. But outside bikes basically hop with their butt. So they hop and they spin outside. And those are fun, but they are, in my opinion, they're a little bit harder to control because you're not as direct with your turns. So this is why you'll see basically everybody play with bikes and have some sort of inside drift, because those allow you to basically cut time in your lap, which is invaluable. There's the other one, which is off-road stats. And that one is how much speed the vehicle loses when driving on non-road surfaces like grass or sand. So again, if you're a little guy, a little character, and you're bumped off, you're in the sand. How fast are you going to be driving on that sand? Probably not very fast, but some, I'll explain this later, some characters allow you to have like a boost to off-road so you don't lose as much speed when you're hit onto those surfaces. The final one, so the seventh stat, which is one that I think is pretty important, is the mini turbo. So the mini turbo is the strength of the speed boost after a drift. So in Mario Kart Wii, you can play in either automatic mode or manual mode. In automatic mode, you drive like you would with your hands. You know, you turn one way, you go that way. You turn the other way, you go that way. You stop, you stop. But in manual, you basically hold a button to like hop, and then you drift. So you get a speed boost of that drift with this mini turbo, depending on how long you hold that boost. So they've kind of played with this around in different games, but in Mario Kart Wii, you hold the drift, you get the blue spike or the blue sparks that come out, and that one's the normal turbo. But then if you hold it a little bit longer, you get the golden sparks coming out, and that's provides you with a little extra boost. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, I haven't played that one a lot, but that one, you have the blue and the golden, but then you've also got this like pink one, which if you really hold it for a long time, then you get a little extra boost. So I usually try, I mean, you want to make sure that every time you turn, you get a mini turbo, because that provides you with better speed, but sometimes you turn and you don't get the mini turbo because you're just trying to turn. All right, now that that's all explained, it's time to rank the carts and the bikes. So imagine in your little head, your little noggin, that there's a chart. So S tier is at the top, and that's the best of the best, my go-tos. Then there's A tier, which are definitely strong contenders, but maybe not my immediate pick, depending on how I feel. B tier, solid, but I would say they're situational depending on what tracks I'm playing on. C is fun, but I probably wouldn't play them for longer than like four races. D tier is trash. Leave those in that imaginary garage where all the characters leave their bikes and carts in. I don't want them. I don't want to play them. I don't want to see them. You have free will to choose whatever cart you want, but I'm going to get into it. I am going to say that I'm not going to put a cart higher than A tier. simply because none of them have the inside drift that Moog bikes do. And as I explained, inside drift is key. That allows you to cut time. And I love me my inside drift. Also, with carts, you are not able to do a wheelie like all bikes are able to. So a wheelie is mostly useful when you're in a straightaway because that provides you also a little boost. But make sure not to get hit, because when you get hit by a wheelie, you like lose all your speed. Anyway, so that's why carts that I rank, they're not going to be higher than A because they're not as good as the bikes. So we're going to start off with D tier because that's where I'm going to start. And in D tier are literally my least favorites in that I'm not going to rank all of them, by the way. I'm just going to mention the few. But in D tier is the Piranha Prowler, which is a heavy white one, and a Sprinter, which is medium. I'm sorry, but they're too bulky, and I hate. Did you get it? I hate it. I hate driving them because they don't get me anywhere. You know, I always play manual because I love me my little mini turbos. They don't, I can't control. Maybe this is a me problem. It probably is, but I just don't like it. I feel like any character I play on them, I don't get anywhere. The Piranha Prowler has non-existent handling, and the Sprinter probably has the worst acceleration on the planet. In C tier is the Dolphin Dasher, and this is probably crazy for younger me to say, because Dolphin Dasher was probably my favorite bike on planet Earth, but it's not that great. The Dolphin Dashers in C tier, the standard cart and bike you get in all the characters are also in C tier. That's because they're mid, you know? They aren't the best. They aren't the worst. You could definitely get around in them, but they're just not my preferred ones. In B tier, we have the Jet Bubble, the Quacker, the Classic Dragster, and the Cunny Coop. So these ones, they're not bad. They're reliable. I'd drive on them if I could, but usually I choose a different one. They've got some stats going for them, but I really only choose them if I'm feeling silly, if I want a little challenge, if I want to go vroom, but not vroom vroom. So now we're hitting the good stuff. We are going into A tier category. We are going into A tier terrain. And here, I'm putting the good ones in here. So in A tier lies the Day Tripper, the Super Blooper, the Mini Beast, the Bullet Bike, and the Match Cruiser. These are the ones that I usually play with if I'm not going S tier. I've really been into the Magic Cruiser lately. I've been playing that one with Daisy, Baby Daisy, because it's pretty fun. I feel like I could do tight corners, but I don't suffer too much in the acceleration like I might with the S tier. Day Tripper, that's not half bad. That's a cart. That's a good cart. Super Blooper is also a good cart. My friends say that it's ugly, but I think it's a solid contender. I think that if, you know, it's a cart, so it obviously can't do inside drift, but I feel like you've got pretty good stats that build up with the Day Tripper and the Super Blooper. But the one that you've all been waiting for is the S tier. Now, these are the carts, not carts, these are the bikes, excuse me, that competitive people play with. These are the ones that have the best stats and they do some damage. So these are, and there are only two, these are the Mach Bike, which is medium bike, and then the Flame Runner, which is a heavy bike. So the Mach Bike has a tight drift and excellent speed, which makes it a pretty solid choice. And then the Flame Runner has really good balance on top of speed and handling. And these two are the bikes that are always the best. You can't go wrong with these. And it's kind of surprising, at least when I first started watching competitive play, Flame Runner with Funky Kong is the combo. That is the combo that almost all of them use, because Funky Kong has some stats that add to the Flame Runner. So the Flame Runner is really good in speed and mini turbo. It's not the greatest in acceleration, but there's kind of a hack to that. Basically, with if you get hit by a shell or a bomb, if you hold the back button and the forward button at the same time, you kind of stay in one pace, and you basically do a sneaky little mini turbo, so you're able to propel yourself forward. It does take a couple seconds, so you kind of lose that, but you're able to kind of make up that speed that you lost, which is what a lot of people do to recover when they get hit. In my personal opinion, I don't like doing it. I just think, you know, when I'm driving around and I get hit, I feel like I might as well just start off from the lowest, just hitting the two button, might as well just continue going, because if I do that little stand stop and twirl your little butt. I feel like you also just, it takes the amount of time that you would if you just started from the baseball, if that makes sense. So I guess it does. I guess it, I don't really like playing with heavy characters. So I haven't really experimented with Funky Kong and the Flame Runner. So maybe his acceleration has a little bit of a boost, but I'm not a heavyweight girl. I don't like playing with those characters because I feel like they're hard to control. Clearly, Funky Kong is the best one, but they're just difficult for me. It's just a personal preference. But now we're moving on into the characters. So in my opinion, what character you pick really isn't that important compared to what vehicle you choose. So each character in Mario Kart Wii does have a hidden stat bonus that influences their vehicle's performance, but that stat bonus really makes a tier chart a little tricky. So when I'm doing the tier chart of the characters, I'm basically going to list what ones are good and what ones are bad, because that's really all there is in terms of characters. What makes a bad character bad is simply that they don't align well with the game, or that they belong in a weight class that's harder to use effectively. Really, so I'm going to explain why there's just two sides of the tier chart, but there are really three main reasons why the bad characters suck. So one, they have ineffective stat bonuses. So their stat bonus really doesn't do anything. Characters with bonuses in less impactful areas like off-road or drift really don't do that much. Competitive play, like I said, favors speed, mini turbo, and acceleration. The second reason why they suck is that their weight class is just hard to use. So kind of like I mentioned earlier, heavyweight characters typically have slower speed, whereas lightweights have poor acceleration. When their special character stat doesn't really do anything for those, you can't really succeed in a race. I mean, you might get a little bit far, but not as far as you would with the other characters. And then three, they are simply outclassed by other characters. So I think this is kind of the big one. These characters really don't bring anything unique to the table. There's always a better option in the weight class. So this is kind of what I mean when I talk about their rankings. If they're bad, they're just bad. And if they're good, they're good. So basically, I've mentioned that they characters have different special stat combos. No, stat. Just different stat bonuses, that's what I meant to say. So depending on what character you'd use, you kind of have to do some digging, but different characters will give you different hidden combos. So kind of like I said, if it doesn't really benefit you, the stat combos don't really benefit you if it's in areas like off-road or drift, because it doesn't really impact you as much. Whereas if you have a character that does have a good bonus in speed or mini turbo, that's going to benefit you more because those are kind of what you depend on when you're racing. So in the bad tier are King Boo, which I hate to say because I do love King Boo, Wario, Bowser Jr., Birdo, Diddy Kong, and Baby Mario. Again, I'm not mentioning all of them, but in the good tier lies Baby Daisy, Toadette, Yoshi, and Funky Kong. Those good characters are usually what you'll see almost all competitive player choose. As I just mentioned, they just have better stats going for them that work well for the game. Daisy is usually paired with Mach Bike. Daisy and Yoshi, I think, both have a speed boost. I think Funky Kong also has a speed boost. So when you're seeing competitive players, you'll see usually Daisy, mostly Daisy. Sometimes you'll see Yoshi on Mach Bike and then Funky Kong on Flame Runner. Baby Daisy, I think, also has a speed boost. I can't remember. So she's good on the lightweight characters. Hence why I've been playing her on Magic Cruiser, because I think it's fun. And now, the course tier rankings. This one, I'm going back to the tier rankings I did with the vehicle. So S for the best and D for, what's D word? Dumb. Probably not the best word, but I went with it. These rankings are literally just my opinion. I'm not doing anything crazy with them. I'm ranking them on whether I have a good time or a bad time driving on them. That's all. In D tier, we got, which this might be controversial, I'm going to say it right now. This might be, I might have some haters out there, but I'm going to say it. I do not like Grumble Talking. I think it sucks. I think Dry Dry Ruin sucks, and I think Fancy Peach Beach sucks. Those are my least favorite ones. I'm like, blah, you know? I would rather play literally any other course than these ones. These ones just make me mad. On Grumble Volcano, those fire flame thingies always roast my butt. They shoot from the volcano and land right in my path. Even when I know where they are going, boom, I've been hit. Dry, dry ruins, I'm just salty about because I always get blue shelled on this lap and I get passed by everyone. So that's not necessarily a hate to the course, but I just have some preconceived notions and I'm salty. I don't like it. But then you've got GNC Peach Beach. I just don't like those little peach things, you know? They're walking around, they have a vendetta and they're going after you. Literally, they see you and they go after you. They speed up. I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to drive. Let me go through. And then you've got the sand and the water slows you down, but I'm impatient, so I always go through the water. And is this a me thing? Yes. You're going to realize that this is me issues, but I still don't like them. Okay? It can't be that much of a hater. Some people just don't like the courses, okay? In D tier, we got Shy Guy Beach and Sherbert Land. These ones are just annoying. I'm sorry. I mean, Shy Guy Beach, that's not bad. I mean, it's a circle. How really exciting can that get? But it does have a bang and bop. I will give it points for that. It does have boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It's just a banger. But those crabs, they're like the annoying little peach thingies and GNC Peach Peach. I just, they always run into me, you know? I feel like they're random. Maybe they're not random. Maybe I could study their patterns. But I'm like, I'm trying to go where they're not going. Then boom, they're there. And then I get hit and I lose my speed. And I'm sad. Sherbert Land is just, I don't really like it. It's the ice. I feel like that, I think it has off-road. I think that's the only one where off-road boosts, the off-road bonus helps you. I don't think it's technically like a track. I mean, it is a track. I just mean like it's not a normal track. I also, when I'm playing on mirror mode, maybe I just have, I'm angry against Sherbert Land on mirror mode because you're driving around and you've got some sharp corners, but then you've got that sharp, sharp corner right before you get to that spot where you usually go to the boxes or you go to where you flip up and do a trick. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that one always gets me on mirror mode. I can never get through it, which is weird because in regular mode, I can. I don't know. Anyway, onwards to C tier. We've got Dicey Circuit, Ghost Valley 2, Yoshi Falls, and Waluigi Stadium. So these ones, they aren't half bad. I have fun with them. I mean, how fun can it be in Ghost Valley 2 and Yoshi Falls when you're literally going around in a circle like Shy Guy Beach? I will say Ghost Valley 2, that does have a special place in my heart. I couldn't rank it any higher than C tier, I'm sorry. But I like the little challenge. You know, it is a really bad one for beginners because the blocks don't block you. You hit them and then they fall. So make sure you stay on that track. Yoshi Falls, Waterfalls, yeah, they're just, yeah. Daisy Circuit, yeah, it's just a bunch of circles, you know, I really can't place them any higher. Waluigi Stadium, that one, it's fun, but after a while, I'm just ready to play another track. In B tier is Delfino Square, Peach Gardens, and Mario Circuit 3. Now, these ones I'll play. I'll grind on these ones. I'll make sure to do the time trial so I can cut my time shorter, plus the aesthetics, they ain't half bad. I feel like the long ones, Delfino, I don't know if I'd consider Delfino Square or Mario Circuit 3 long, but Peach Gardens, that one just, I feel like I'm going in different places and I'm having a good time. In A tier, we've got the iconic Rainbow Road, we've got Moonview Highway, Koopa Cape, GNC Mario Circuit. These ones, they're bangers. I always have to play them. I do feel like sometimes I get stuck on GNC Mario Circuit. I don't know about on that one, kind of gets me sometimes, but that's okay. There are some difficult spots, but I have fun playing them. It's fun to go through a course that looks cool and has a fun track in terms of obstacles, turns and tricks, stuff like that. But in S tier though, which I'm sure you all have been on the edge of your seats for, you really want to know, I'll tell you if you're not. We've got N64 Bowser's Castle, GBA Bowser's Castle 3, Maple Treeway, and DK Jungle Parkway. So, I may like the Bowser Castle courses. I'm a goody seat. They're my neck. They're my favorite. Maple Treeway and DK Jungle are just fun. I like being able to feel like la-di-da-di-da-di-da on them. I think, though, N64 Bowser's Castle is the last one. And I just like that one because it's a long one. I do tend to like the longer ones. I am biased towards the longer ones. I just feel like, you know, if you start off at the beginning of the pack, you're going to win. If you start off at the end of the pack, though, you have a challenge. And I like that. I like being able to break away and never seeing any of those loser competitors behind me. I like not gonna having to worry about if I get hit by a blue shell, whether I'm going to be passed. You know, if I'm able to break off and have a lot more time, it favors me. But yeah, that pretty much wraps it up as far as tier charts. Now, as always, Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. So thank you for joining me today as I played around with tier charts. There's just something about them, and I love them, and I hope you thought they were silly, because I thought they were silly. I had a hoot of a time writing the script, you guys. I really liked it. I hope you slay your day, and I'll see you next semester, because it's final season, and there ain't no way I'm recording a podcast over winter break, because I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be at my home rotting in my bed, probably watching a movie or playing video games. This is your host, CC, and I'll see you next semester in January. Ta-ta!